Hello, and welcome to Ghosts in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley, and today I have a return guest, and she was on a little over a year ago, and her name is Jerry Beavers. She is the founder and lead investigator for Valkyrie Paranormal. Jerry was a member of the Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma. She has spread her wings and has flown on to new adventures and now the leader of her own paranormal investigation team. And I really enjoy having her on the show. Jerry is an investigator. She's also a psychic. She's a ordained minister. And we will get to my conversation with Jerry Beavers right after these brief messages.
Hey guys, this is Vanessa. My podcast is Life Paranormal with Me. Listen as I serve you all things spirit, paranormal, and unexplained. Join me every other Saturday as my guest host and I recount our own experiences that will perplex and utterly terrify you. Life Paranormal with Me is available on all major platforms such as Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Join the Lifer fam by following me on Twitter at VLifeParanormal. Follow, like, subscribe, and hit that notification button so you can always catch a ride on this spooky vibe.
Okay, today we have Jerry Beavers from Valkyrie Paranormal on the show. She was on exactly almost a year ago, March 24th to be exact, in 2020, and you were a member of Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma. Now you moved on to your new team.
Well, I like to think that we're the most magical team in the entire world. Everybody has their own abilities. Everybody is very strong in their own rights. We are to be of service to others, living and not. We do a little bit of everything. We do training for those who are interested in the paranormal field. We do home investigations. We do public investigations. We're getting ready to do our very first event benefiting the Wounded Warriors Project, which we are so excited to do that. The pandemic has been a little bit of a, how do you want to say, challenge for everybody, whether you do paranormal investigations or not. But, you know, everybody's kind of stuck at home and not able to go out, do the things that we're all used to doing. So we're trying other things. You know, we're doing Zoom and other classes in that way. And we're just doing meetings via phone, consultations, and all the good stuff that goes along with paranormal investigations. So,
yeah, who's all on your team?
My right hand cohort in crime is Andrea. We have Tammy, S. Jason. I'm trying not to leave anybody else. So it's Andrea, Tammy, Jason, Edna, and Helena, and myself. So there's six of us. You know, six is a really good round number. Sometimes we're not all able to get together. We all have other lives to live. We all work for a living, you know, until we all hit the lottery.
Right.
And we seem to pair up pretty well with each other, and we all have we all build off of each other and our own abilities. But we like our tools too. So
I think I remember you said you like sitting in the corner or in the dark with your flashlight.
Yes, I do like to sit in the dark and with my flashlight.
I remember for certain things about certain guests, and I just listened to your voice and said, oh, she's the flashlight lady.
Okay. I'm the flashlight lady. So yeah, I mean, you can do a lot of stuff with a flashlight, you know, sitting in the dark. And sometimes spirit will hang out with you and turn the flashlight on or off, make it move, you know, all the sorts of good stuff and expensive piece of equipment. So,
And spirits love work with the flashlight, right?
Yes, yes.
I seen when you mentioned, you know, you have an event coming up with the Wounded Warriors.
Yes.
When I was playing in a band, we always played every year for the Wounded Warriors in Cleveland. That one we did almost every year because it was so important.
It is. And Andrea, she is a retired from the Air Force. She did a lot of things that we like to do. She was party planner for the Air Force, I guess, is what you would call her. She has a lot of skills that help us in the things that we're trying to do for the public and the private sector. And she is just very, she's very important to me as a friend and as a teammate. So I'm glad to have her, and we're really appreciative of her service.
I see that it says night at the museum. I mean, where is this at?
It's going to be at the Chisholm Trail Museum in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. We're going to have 20 honored guests from the Wounded Warrior Project, and I think we're going to have between 25 and 30 spots available for the public to come in and investigate with us and the Wounded Warriors, and anything that we make is going to go to be donated to the Wounded Warrior Project.
So that night's going to be an investigation.
Yes.
And then the money raised from that is going to go to the Wounded Warriors.
Correct.
Okay, and I see on here you're like $40 a person, and you must be 18 and or older.
Right.
I mean, where can they go to donate? Or
they can donate directly to the Wounded Warrior Project. They can do it anonymously, or if they have a wounded warrior that they want to on behalf of, they can do it that way. If they want to make a donation directly to the team on the Wounded Warrior behalf, or even become a sponsor, you can go find us on Meetup or Facebook. If you search our team name, Valkyrie Paranormal, you'll pull us up, and there's an events tab there.
And I see, too, you have an event coming up in May. May 22nd, Old Park Hotel.
That place is never disappointing. This will be our third time there, or my third time there. It is, what it says is that it's a hotel. It's not the Ritz by any means. The owner is Connie and her husband. He's going to kick me. love them, Dan. Connie and Dan. I love them both. They've taken this hotel, and they're cleaning it up and they're sprucing it up. It's very clean, always active. We've had a lot of experiences there. Walking in the door, you hear footsteps. They have bells on the doors because the spirits like to come and, you know, jiggle the doors. There's a cowboy there that I've experienced. They have on the bottom floor, we came across a man and a son and a lady named Sarah. They were all kind of tied together, but we couldn't really figure out what the tie was. It's crazy how a place can be active all the time, day or night. Dan's in there a lot, and he tells us, you know, he'll go into one of the bathrooms and the water will be running. Well, he's had it tested. Checked out to make sure there's nothing wrong with the sink, and the water is running. He'll hear footsteps. He'll hear his name called. They're getting personal because, you know, you're there enough and they learn your name and, mm-hmm. you know, they start to communicate with you that way. And they have stories after stories. There's a whole Facebook page dedicated to just the stories at Old Park Hotel. And you can stay the night there. It's very pocket friendly. You get the whole night, place to stay. And I think it's like it's $300. It sleeps up to 18. There's a small kitchenette, refrigerator, that kind of stuff. So little town, if you ever have a chance to go check it out, I highly recommend it. And they're getting ready to help with remodels of the jail that's across the street. And everybody's super excited about that.
Yeah, these little towns have a lot of historic haunted areas, you know.
Yes. I mean, and I had not heard of it. And one of my friends, hey, you want to go to Texas? And I'm like, yeah, I love me some Texas. And they took me there and I met some other very nice ladies and made friends with them, of course. And when I had the opportunity to go back, of course, pretty much the whole team went that time. It was, they're still a little green. They're getting their feet wet and having a really good time, being able to investigate with other teams just so they can learn that my way is not the only way, their way is not the only way, mm-hmm. and you can learn things from other teams. And that's what we want to do. You know, we want to share the knowledge. We want to make friends, lifelong friends, because, you know, we all have stories to tell, and maybe I come across something that I'm not familiar with. I have somebody I can go to. And that's what really we want to bring back to the community, because sometimes people are in it to be famous, and you're in it for the wrong reason. So,
right. I just know by talking to so many different paranormal investigation teams, you know, sometimes, like you were saying, the spirit picks who they want to contact with.
Right.
Your flashlight's on or whatever, and there's nothing there, you know. But right. then one certain person walks in, and then spirit contacts that one person. Right.
And it could be that they have a connection in some way. So So we could have three investigators in a room, and we all could have contact with different spirits. So I could be talking with Jane, and the other people in the room are not having contact with her, but they're having contact with Bob and Joe over there. And I'm like, okay. So I could, for whatever Jane decides to talk to me, do you want to talk to my friends? No, not really. Okay. So, well, we're just going to have a conversation.
Most of your team, you said they're green. So any event, like, put them back a bit, like, whoa, you know.
Some of them, they are, like I said, we all have abilities, and some of them are still trying to hone their skills. I guess that's the best way to put it. And for them to, they're used to seeing spirit all the time because that's their ability. But having them contact them differently, as sometimes they come through for a loved one, or you get somebody that just wants to, you're walking down the street, you're not looking for it. They just kind of happen upon you and they're like, oh, they can see me. It's not really unnerving for them. It's just a different way to talk to spirit. And so using equipment is a way for us to share what we're experiencing. So I do love me some equipment, but being now I know that the way that I experience talking to spirit, it's not the same way that everybody experiences it. So Andrea, for example, she is a psychometrist. For those who are not aware what a psychometrist is, she can hold an object and tell you about that object, who it belonged to, a little bit of their story. So we went to Wichita, Kansas for an event and at Cowtown. We've been there before. I love that place. It's always active too. And they had a new soda machine back from way back. And she's like, I kind of want to touch it. Anyway, so she wanted to touch it. And she's like, but I'm afraid it's going to shock me. You know, sometimes you get a shock when she does that. And I said, well, let's try something. Let me touch it and see what that does. So first time I have had experienced that, I felt it was like a, remember when we were kids, you just take the 9-volt battery and stick it to your tongue.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of what it felt from fingertip to her. And I saw a vision of what was happening, but it wasn't how I normally see things. The way I see things, it's like a double exposure. So you have today and then whatever I'm seeing is on top. So that's the way I see things. But I was seeing, when we were doing that, the way I was seeing it was like an old time movie. I didn't see any of the other things. And so afterwards we were talking and we were going over the things that we had experienced, how this was their first public event as paranormal investigators, the things that we experienced, what we may or may not want to do, that sort of thing. And then I was like, well, I had a new experience. And I told her that. She goes, well, that's how I see things. I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. If we do this, we are really good. We work together. I'm a good buffer for you. And I can see the things the way you see them. That's pretty awesome. So the transparent was just amazing. And I don't know if it's going to work with anybody else, but we're going to give it a try. We like to try new things.
Came across a print or a t-shirt. I don't know what it is. It was just designed. Now, Valkyrie Paranormal.
Yes, that's our new logo.
That was sweet. Yeah.
I designed that myself. I took some things from the team, both the triquetta, the triangle triquetta, and the wings. That's the eye. Those are both symbols for Valkyrie.
Like, what is a Valkyrie? So I looked it up, you know, and it's a type of goddess, mistress, who chooses who may die in battle, and the chosen ones are taken to the afterlife.
Right, to Valhalla, yes.
Is that correct? And it's ruled over by the god Odin.
Correct.
I didn't know if I got that correct.
You got it. It's pretty simple. The Valkyries are a little obscure. Even those who are study Norse, there's not a whole lot about them. And I did run across something not too long ago, and I was like, okay, this name was given to me for a reason. It was given to me by spirit. So I was reading through some stuff because there's anywhere between 13 and 80 different Valkyries. There's 13 known, and they write a little bit about those. But I was reading that there are human Valkyries. So, you know, we have demigods. So they're human, but they have powers that the Valkyries have. to help cross them over, which is kind of what we do. It's a very fitting name. The more research I do on the Valkyries, I'm like, okay, this is why this name was given to me by Spirit for my team. And it's just amazing how those things come up. I knew a little bit about the Valkyries when I was given that, and I decided that's what I wanted my team name to be. But the more I learn and the more we do and the more we grow as a team, it's so much more fitting.
Now, the Valkyries, are they, it's all women, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you a medium yourself?
I am.
It's coming back to me. I just, you know.
It's been a year. It's our anniversary. So.
And I do remember quite a few of my guests, you know, but yeah, I mean, so yeah, being a medium, and yeah, you said your spirit guide,
right,
gave you the name.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was actually really sick. I had the flu. I had flu A and B, and I don't think I left my bed for like 4 days, and I kept dreaming about Valkyrie. I wake up to go get a drink, or, you know, get up and move around to let the kids know I was still hanging out with them. This name kept coming to me. And so I'm like, okay, I've got to do something with this. And then when I decided to start my own team, then that's, I'm like, okay, that's the name.
So how long has this team been together?
We're official September 1st of 2020. I think we did a little bit beforehand. We were all on the team previous together. Sometimes you just outgrow each other. I wish PIO the best in the world. Hope they're doing fine and having as much fun and meeting as many new people as we are. But we clicked really well together. And so they came over with me, and I'm really blessed that they did, because again, we're a really great fit.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I remember Kale and Tambry Ross. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I've had her on our show a couple of times. And yeah, I mean, out of all the paranormal teams I interviewed, I thought your guys were probably the most diverse. Oklahoma, because. You know, psychic and pastor and
right
Buddhist, and I mean, it was so atheist or
we
so
have,
many.
Yeah, we had a whole bunch of people.
And you say when, you know, Valkyrie, and you're basically, you think you're there to move the spirit on, or?
Well, that's one of the things that we do, only if they ask to be moved on. But you're also there to support those who are doing battle, whatever that battle may be. We have a lot of people that battle with themselves and their abilities. And when I say battle, it's a struggle sometimes when you come to think that, or come to realize that you have abilities, and sometimes it's hard until you find a click who understands what you're talking about. Cause some, you know, like, do I really see that? Do I hear those? Do I feel those things? Or am I imagining those things? And when you come to find a group of people, whether it's a paranormal team or a group of people who are, I guess, sacred circles, another place that we go, and they kind of help you. Patty is amazing. If you ever need help with your abilities and how to recognize the, maybe your clairs, if you don't know what kind of clairs you have, if you need to learn how to channel your spirit guides, those kind of things, that's a really good place to find a group that is, accepting of you and the things that you're experiencing is really key. And sometimes that's really hard.
Yeah, it's really important when you have people you can work with, you know, and you're comfortable with.
Right.
Because you, like you say, there's, if you're in this to retire, you're probably not going to do that.
You know? I don't know why people think we make money. I'm like, I'm in the hole.
Right, right. Same as like podcasting. You know, it's like, you know, I'm not making, you know, like, right? These big people are. I'm making enough to pay my thing for the year, but
right,
I'm not making these thousands of dollars these other people are making. You know, like, well, what are you doing? I'm not doing. What are you doing right? You know.
Well, I mean, it's just not your time yet.
So you grow, I guess, as you go along. And like I told my wife when I got into this thing, you know, I didn't get into it for the money.
No, right. They think cars are expensive. They should try buying some equipment. You know? Right. Right? It can be expensive, you know, if you want to go get all the equipment. Not that you need it, but it is nice to have.
Right. Right. When I found, when I was doing some paranormal investigations myself, sometimes I found, well, most of the times, like I told my last guest, you know, most of my best times experiences was off the equipment.
Yes.
I mean, was off camera, was off the EVPs. It was, you shut everything down because there's nothing going on, and or you've been to a place that's highly
active, suggested
to go to, you're active and nothing's happening. And then when you're leaving is when the shit happens, so to speak.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, you know, it's pushed from behind or
did you hear your name call, right? So, and even if you have the equipment, it goes off. You can't prove that it was spirit. I know. I am a strong believer that this is what it is. Of course, you know, we debunk everything first. I mean, as much as we want everything to be paranormal, we are scientists first. We are mediums and psychometrists and mystics and healers second. And then third, we're paranormal investigators. Mm-hmm. So we want to debunk everything. Okay, so the candle went out, right? Oh, the window's open. Okay, no, it's not paranormal. You want to make sure that your equipment that is responding, you want to make sure that it's not the battery's going dead, because, you know, sometimes a low battery will make them go off, false positives, and you can't make them, you know, do anything. So whenever spirit is wanting people to know that they're there, and you bring in somebody new, sometimes they're shy and sometimes they're not. So
right.
We had an interview with a local news channel, and this gentleman had never even watched a paranormal show, was very open-minded, fresh. I love those, right? They have no expectations. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't late, and our time changes is, you know, mess with the lights a little bit. It gets darker later, which yay, and then boo, you know. And we were doing a little mini investigation with him, and he set the equipment up. We were doing our interview, and he was asking questions. And one of the questions was like, how do you know that there's a spirit in the room? And the REM pod went off. And he looked at me, and I'm like, oh, that's Victoria. that's Victoria. She was ready to meet some new people. She's pretty awesome. But it was nice for Spirit to accommodate a new friend, to help us out, to spread the word about our event and all the fun stuff. And Victoria just likes to talk anyway.
And Victoria.
She's a spirit that lives in this building that we took the gentleman to. We go there quite often. It's an old hospital, and part of the building, it's upstairs. Part of the old hospital is turned into an apartment. The other is like storage. And so they're starting to clean it out so they can rent it out as apartments. And the gentleman who lives there says, yeah, come on up, and I'll let you hang out anytime. And so if for training sessions or for just jonesing for an investigation, we can just call Scott and say, hey, we're coming up. And he says, yeah, come on over. The spirits are being restless. You know, they're running up and down the halls. They can't sleep. So it's pretty crazy there. But for us to be able to take somebody and them have their own experience the first time, is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I love those.
I do too. You know, and have you found now that Victoria is comfortable with you and knows your...
Yes, she knows when we're getting ready to come. Like the day before, the night before we went up, she was running up and down the halls and was keeping Scott awake. And so she was so excited that we were coming back, because it had been a while. We haven't been able to get together as much because of lockdown and all the goodness. And even in a small group, everybody was working. I know that I'm working more than normal throughout this whole thing, and some of the others were, and we just weren't able to get together as a team.
Uh-huh.
So the spirits just didn't have anybody coming in and talking to them other than Scott. And it's like, you know, we want to talk to somebody new.
Now, what did the news anchor think? I mean,
he was excited. He was excited. He was interested in coming back and hanging out with us, and we're excited. Hopefully he'll get to make it to the event too. Mm-hmm. So I said, you don't even have to bring your camera. Just come and hang out. It's fine.
Where's that at?
That's going to be in Kingfisher at the Chisholm Trail Museum.
Okay.
In the event, I've been posting information and our sponsors and pictures of the venue. There's a schoolhouse. There's a Pioneer Village, which has a school. There's five buildings. So there's a schoolhouse. You walk in, you can tell somebody's hanging out there. Mm-hmm. There's a bank. There's the Dalton cabin, the Dalton gang, the house they grew up in. There's a jail cell and a church that are all very active. Across the street, it's an old, by the way, I'm going to post a picture of it, but it's an old timey outdoors jail cell. Across the street is the Say Museum, which was the second governor of Oklahoma. He was only governor for about 2 years, A.J. Say. And it's active as well. Everyone's like, no, there's no activity over there. I'm like, I pulled up and there's this dude standing in the window. And I'm like, yeah, you might not think it's haunted, but it really is. So mm-hmm. we're gonna have some fun here.
Right. So Victoria, how old do you think she was when she died?
We think she's between 7 and 9.
Oh, a little girl. Okay.
From what we understand, she fell off a piece of farming equipment, and she may have even been run over. She had a compound fracture on one of her arms, and she ended up with sepsis and passed that way.
How long have you been contacting her?
I want to think it's been a little over a year. It's been a little over a year. I want to think we went in February of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've been 6 or 7 times.
So she's pretty used to you now.
She's pretty used to us now.
Mm-hmm. And how many investigations do you think you've been on so far with this new team?
With the new team, let's see. If you count the ones we were together before, probably about 10.
Okay, so they're getting their feet wet.
They're getting their feet wet. They're naturals. You know, some people are naturals. They know the questions. Again, you know, when you already talk to spirit, I'm like, you guys do your thing. I'm just going to turn off the lights. So that's pretty much how, you know. You know, we have to teach them the basics. Of course, they know better than to provoke or command, you know, that kind of stuff. But as far as asking questions, like, don't forget to do the 10 seconds in between, you know, 10, 15 seconds to give them a chance to respond. This is what this piece of equipment does. It's just adding another layer to what they already do.
Now, have you ever moved the spirit on?
Yes. We have, Tammy is really good for holding space. So we feel safe when we're opening that tunnel, I guess, or the door, whatever you want to call it, for the spirit to go ahead and move on once they have decided to do so. There's been, I think there's been 1, 2, 3 of those. Tammy's held space for us, while we talked to the spirit, figured out what their needs were. One of them had a little bit of unfinished business with a daughter. He felt like he was going to go to a place he didn't want to go. And that, of course, that's not really true a lot of the time. And I think he was looking for forgiveness from his daughter. And she was like, I forgave you a long time ago. And you could just tell the room changed. It was a little bit lighter. And then all of a sudden he was gone. So Tammy's really good with holding space, like I said. Andrea's really good with channeling those spirits and getting a little bit. We bounce each off each other and we confirm what each other is getting. So that's pretty awesome. Jason's really good with giving them a little bit of energy. Again, he holds space really well. It's just everybody has their little role that we kind of play. And sometimes we swap off. Sometimes the spirit might want to talk to Jason or Edna or Helena more. They want to talk to me, just like anything else. And maybe we remind them of somebody that they knew living. But it's all a learning curve. There's no two things the same ever.
You know? Right. Now, how far out do you travel, you know, for an investigation?
We try to stay fairly close to home, but if we have something that we've been invited to, like we're going to go back to History Haunts and Legends in Jefferson the week after the event, so back to backs. That's about 6 hours away. Ballinger is 5 hours. We like to do things in town because, you know, we could do more of those, right? Because mm-hmm. it's spending for hotel or money, gas, that sort of stuff. There's a lot of stuff to do locally. You really don't have to look that hard. And sometimes you just have somebody in need that needs confirmation whether or not they have a spirit in the house. And that's really all they want to know.
All right. You know, like you said earlier, you know, a lot of times it's not the spirit. It's just something, you know, you want to rule out other
right
aspects, like maybe downstairs in a cellar, the pipes were banging when the furnace kicked on or something, you know.
Right.
And I found that to be true maybe 80% of the time.
Right.
And the other 20% was something was happening, but very few did I have a demonic experience. I mean, I think once.
People are a little confused, I think. We all like to watch TV and be scared. I love scary movies. Mm-hmm. So, but TV and Hollywood has really made it seem like demons are lurking outside your front door. And there, yes, there are demons, but they're very rare. And we want to make sure that if you are having demonic issues, most teams are not prepared or trained to handle those kind of things. And you do want to hand those off to the church. Now, you can work with the church to determine if it's really demonic. You want to make sure they've done their health screen. You want to have their mental things. What kind of medication are you on? And unfortunately, what I've witnessed in some teams, if they just jump right in and they haven't talked to the client enough to know, have never had more than a 30-minute conversation on the phone with them and decided it's demonic, and go to this person's house with the intent of doing an exorcism when one is not warranted.
I do know that most churches, I mean, the Catholic Church, I know for sure, you have to go through this process of eliminating maybe yes. schizophrenia or...
Right. And that's something that we should be doing. So I don't want to hang out with the demons. I mean, they're demons for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make sure that you have medical personnel, because what demons do is why they get ill is because they want to take your body and drain you just enough to keep you alive. That's all they want, is just enough. They want you weak, and they want you so weak that you agree to whatever it is that they're saying. I'll give you a little relief if you'll do this. Just let me in. Yeah. It can be dangerous for not only the person who's possessed, but anybody that's in contact with them. So,
yeah. So I can relate to that. I talked to a past guest, and he was telling me about performing an exorcism. And he went through the rituals that the Catholic prayer was.
There are, in the old Catholic Church, of course, there's Bishop Long is amazing. He is wanting to educate people, not to say this is what you need to do an exorcism, but this is what needs to happen up to an exorcism, and you need to make sure that you are trained. Don't just jump in and do that. And it's not a scare tactic, but he wants people to be educated that just not, I can't just walk in off the street. I mean, I could, but I mean, not recommended that you walk in off the street without years and years of training and perform an exorcism. And he'll refer you to somebody that he trusts in your area, because he's in Utah. But he works with paranormal teams to, okay, this is what's happening. And he has people that help him with the paranormal teams to educate them and to give them assistance when they have something they think might be demonic. And that way they can send out somebody who may not be a priest, but has experience with the things that need to go on before the church comes to do an exorcism or to do the church interview. And just for education purposes, shares information, again, not to tell you what to do, but to tell you these are the things that what to expect. And then these are the things that should be happening before an exorcism takes place. So that seems to be a really big deal. There are a lot of people out there performing exorcisms that I personally don't think they should be performing them. But again, I'm not in the room. I don't know what their credentials are. You know, anybody can become ordained. I'm an ordained minister. Mm-hmm. That's for protection in Oklahoma. To give any kind of like tarot readings or spiritual advice, you have to be ordained in the state of Oklahoma. And if you want to get married, I can do that too. So, but just because I have I'm an ordained minister doesn't mean that I am qualified to perform an exorcism.
Yeah, my sister's ordained minister too, and she doesn't perform.
for the things.
No. Do you think that maybe with all the hatred and stuff going on in the world today, that spirit activity has picked up a lot? I mean,
I think so. Because a lot of people are stuck at home, and they are spending more time in maybe they have a spirit in their house. that they just doing little things, and they're not home that often, so they don't realize that these things are going on all the time. But when you're in one location, you're like, okay, that door just opened by itself. Okay, well, let's check that out. And you see it day after day after day. So you might start questioning things, and people are on the internet more with a little bit more time on their hands because we're not out having a good time going to the movies, you know, going out to dinner as much. So what are you going to do? Entertain yourself online, right? Watching movies or paranormal shows or searching the internet. So we have a little bit more time on our hands. And so we start realizing that, I say we and people in general, start realizing that these things aren't quote unquote normal. My lights shouldn't be flickering. Okay. That's a brand new lamp. We've checked it. You know, take it out of the house. It doesn't do it. It only does it in my house. Okay. Well, had an electrician come in and it does it in this room only. Well, okay. Well, nothing else does that there. Again, you got to debunk it. So people are having a little bit more time.
Well, it's really weird what you just said. My lights are flickering.
Oh,
my lights just flickered. Oh, like, uh-oh.
My mom's probably making it out there. Linda Sue, stop it. So,
so I'm looking at the thing, making sure I'm still recording and didn't give a glitch here. I've had weird stuff happen on this show since with a lot of guests.
Spirits they can go anywhere, right? You know, they're not tied to the earth. They can teleport and transport and all the good stuff. Like we can't. Sometimes we wish we could, right?
So I don't know if you watched the Berkshire's UFO. That was on Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes, I did.
And I had Melanie on my show.
Right.
And her energy was so powerful. You know, she shut down my computer.
Wow.
And everything. Took out her file. Took everything out on her. And
crazy.
And then took out my Windows off my computer. So
my goodness.
She immediately called me back and says, I did that. And she says ever since her abduction, you know.
With him. That's kind of crazy. I lose time all the time because I travel. I travel. I'm a traveler. And so what happens is I travel home and I have no concept of days or time. So, and those, I'm on autopilot. My body's an autopilot. And so I was talking to my mentor, Patty, with Sacred Circle. And she goes, you travel. So you're going home to your home planet and your body's on autopilot. So that's why you're always tired because you're not sleeping and you're living two lives. And so she had explained to me how I need to take control of that. You guys, I can't, you know, I have to work. You can't be taking me while I'm driving. You can't, you know, that kind of stuff. And since, you know, you put that out there, you guys can't take me during these hours. You can come and hang out with me when I'm sleeping, you know, but I still have to rest and you have to really kind of take control of that kind of stuff. But then there are those who have no control of that.
Are you talking about your spirit guides?
Yes. So it's kind of out there, you know, it's people talking about, what do you mean you're traveling to your home planet? I'm like, I'm going home. You're like, you meditate and your mind goes somewhere else. But
I've talked to so many mediums, you know, I get the most the same response is, you know, it's a blessing in a way that you got that gift. But then in another way, it's kind of a curse because you're constantly, your mind doesn't shut down.
Right. You're always on and you're always... And you can kind of control it a little. You can control it, but you don't want to turn it off. And I was, we like to look at other things too, not just paranormal, like the cryptoids and those kind of things. And Andrea is really into the cryptoids. And my brother passed away and I was driving late night, nowhere, Texas. And I thought, I'm like, I was going to be abducted by aliens. This area would be it. And so I remember looking at the clock and it was like 11-ish. And then I blinked and it was like 1 o'clock. And I'm like, huh. I'm like, okay, well.
So, you know, like, where did you lose those 2 hours at? You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. But nowhere Texas, you know.
Right. Only in Texas, right?
Only in Texas, yeah. Right.
I think it's everywhere, but.
Yeah, but, you know, for me to put that, Andrew says, well, you put that out there. You told them you wanted to go. I'm like, not really. I just kind of thought, huh, if I was going to be, this would be it. So, yeah, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to remember to not do that anymore.
So do you hire yourself out? I mean, does people, can they contact you for?
We do services of need. So if you have a need that you're having activity, unexplained activity in your home, we don't charge for that. If you're just wanting to go as a group, we do private events. So if you have, maybe you have a restaurant or a house or something of that nature that is known to have activity and you just want a bunch of your friends to come over and do a private investigation, we do those. And then we do the public events like we're doing for the Wounded Warrior Project, some with as a benefit and without. We did a little bit of everything.
And where can people contact you at?
They can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Meetup, Twitter. I do the most activity on Facebook, though.
All righty. It's been a pleasure having you back on the show, Jerry. And
I've missed you, and I can't believe I missed our one-year anniversary. So.
Well, I didn't know that until I looked back on my records. I'm thinking, when was that? You know, I was like, wow, it was a year ago. You know,
how
time flies.
I know, you know, it seems like forever. And then it seems just like yesterday. This last year has been kind of crazy.
Thank you very much for being on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Jerry Beavers. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. Please check out the links below. I will have all the links to where you can catch Jerry and her new team, Valkyrie Paranormal. And she is on Facebook and Twitter. And what's really cool about doing this show is you always find out new things off of all the interesting guests you have on. You know, I did not know what a psychometrist was. I did not know that. So I learned something new today. In the paranormal field, there's so many people with so many experiences and stories, and Jerry's one of those people. I'm sure she'll be back on in the future, maybe for a third year anniversary. So, Flashlight Lady, Jerry Beavers, thank you very much. I'm your host, Al Cooley, Ghosts in the Valley.